Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number two. Serious news on the stock market and the housing market. Very suspicious put options at massive record levels have been placed, just like Green 9/11. We'll get into it coming up. Right now, let's continue with your phone calls. We're going to be airing the last video interview that Aaron Russo did. He did it with us, and also part of a radio interview, the last one he did with us here, one of the last radio interviews he did. Air a few minutes of that coming up in this hour. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Bill in Iowa. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, first I would like to give my heart out to the Russo family. That I don't have the words to express how I feel about such a fantastic person. Another thing I wanted to see if you knew about this. Members of the 1st Battalion, 265th Air Defense Artillery have mobilized for active duty for a year in Washington, D.C.
Where did you get that information?
I emailed this link to your webmaster, and it's on WESH.com, which is the NBC Orlando local news station.
And wow, that's amazing. What web address did you send it to? Which webmaster?
The one on PrisonPlanet.com.
Okay, Paul may have missed that, or it would have been up. Can you send it again to Aaron at Infowars.com with two A's?
Okay, where do I find that?
Two A's, just Aaron at Infowars.com.
Aaron at Infowars.com. I'll do it. And it even has the little video clip where they actually showed it on TV.
God almighty. What's the headline, and I'll find it?
Local troops deploy to nation's capital. And it's an air defense artillery unit.
Well, you know, President Bush announced himself dictator back in May with that PDD 51 and the accompanying executive order, and now it's openly being talked about. You would expect air defense, but I guess this is ground missile batteries or Patriot batteries?
Let me see here. I'm reading it.
I'll find it.
Yeah. Well, give me that. Where do you want me to email that again?
Aaron at Infowars.com.
A-A-R-O-N at Infowars. Okay, I'll do that. And it even shows, it shows the little TV clip and everything.
I can find it. In fact, we can just Google local troops deploy to nation's capital. We'll get that by hook or by crook. Very interesting. What else is on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering what's up with that, man. Something's kind of, anyway, that just blew my day when I heard about that this morning.
Well,
they
have announced that they've gotten rid of Posse Comitatus. That is announced on the news. And I've videotaped before 9/11 troops training to take our guns and troops training to put us in FEMA camps and take our children. And now we've had preachers on air, and it's now come out in the news that they have been hired, 26,000 of them, to give speeches and to preach, to give up your guns and submit and go to the FEMA camps. I mean, I just can't believe it's happening either, but this is the sickos that run things, and they couldn't have done it without all the fake mainline liberals and all the fake mainline conservatives lying everybody into submission and just trying to neutralize everybody. And now, they're in a lot of trouble, though. Karl Rove leaving, Gonzalez leaving. They're throwing things overboard, trying to keep the ship afloat right now, but also they're trying to depoliticize the Patriot Act and the martial law provisions and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and the Military Commissions Act, all of these tyrannical acts that have taken place, so they can then grandfather in everything that's happened without it being politicized, and then Hillary or whoever comes after can actually implement all this. But no doubt they are gearing up for really bad stuff. And you're going to hear Rush Limbaugh and Michael Medved and all of them saying, look, turn your guns in. It's the good conservative thing to do. And support Lord Hillary. After all, Fox News is behind her. They admit that. We'll be right back. Thank you, sir, for the call.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Russo is our guest for the rest of the hour, and Bob Dace is going to ride shotgun for just a couple more segments with us as well as we talk about Ron Paul, how they're trying to censor him, how they're trying to block him, the victories by the grace of God and your action that we've had, the open calls for more of our troops to be made up of foreigners who are legalized to join the military, now open talk of hiring Mexican police to patrol the United States. They've had these exchange programs for a long time. Now they're officially talking about doing it. What's happening with the war? Also, the Senate saying they're going to drop the amnesty for a week or two and then secretly try to pass it. That's what they do. This is the same as denying there's a North American Union or denying there's transnational highways. Once there's opposition, they'll then drop it or deny it and then reintroduce it again. Joining us is Aaron Russo, who I really appreciate coming on the show with us. And we need to all pray for Aaron, as I do each day, because he really has been battling cancer for 4.5 years and is in a tough battle right now. Aaron, good to have you on, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here. And let me tell you something. Cancer's a cakewalk. That's what we got to face with the government. Okay? I mean, hell with the cancer. What we have to face is the government.
I know, but I just want folks to know that you're a real trooper. And well, I appreciate Heidi letting you do these interviews.
Well, it is a little bit of a struggle, honestly, with her. But
how's your family doing?
My family's great. You know, they love me, and I love them. I have a wonderful family.
And how's Socky the dog?
Ah, you remember Socky? Socky's the coolest little dog. Everything, look, my family is great. I have a great family life. The problem we all face is the problem of this government going wild, going crazy. destroying our lives, and the future is really bleak. And
I want to hear what you have to say about the victory we had. Elaborate on that, because that's a big deal, how they tried to ban and bar Ron Paul, and where you see this campaign going. And then Bob Dacey's here. He wanted to also comment on the solution and Ron Paul and how big a piece of the puzzle that is. But, Aaron, you got the floor. I mean, lay out what we're facing here with Ron Paul.
Well, with Ron Paul, I think we have a hero in our corner that mostly everybody who has any sense will get behind. And so that's a big plus for us. We haven't had that. We've not had anybody in the debates before. And so having that is something that, for people who believe in the freedom movement, as you and I both do, is unique. And we can't lose that. And they saw the effect that it had in the debates the other night, because we won in those polls. And the fact of the matter happens to be whether they were accurate or not doesn't matter. What matters is they see that there's a groundswell for Ron Paul and that it can build, and that the light that Ron Paul shines on America is a light that's going to attract a lot of people. And so we have to make sure they stay on the debate. And I think the other day we did a very good job of doing that. And at this point on now, what Ron, I mean, you know, I said I spoke to Ron, and I think what Ron has to do right now is go after Rudy Giuliani. I think the way the press played what happened in the last debate is they made it out to be as if Ron Paul gave Rudy Giuliani the election and they handed him a gift. And that's the spin they chose to put on it. But if you understand the press and how things really work in this country, it's the other way around. Giuliani gave Ron Paul a gift. And if Ron Paul, that's what he has to do now. See, what Rudy Giuliani did is he put Ron Paul's name on the lips of people who never heard of Ron Paul before. He gave him tremendous awareness. I mean, they're even talking about him on The View, right? I heard it again yesterday. I heard it last week.
He's going to be back on Bill Maher this Friday night.
He's going to be back on Bill Maher. All that. So he's getting tremendous press out of it. What he's got to do now is in the next debate, he has to go after Rudy Giuliani. Because Rudy opened the door for Ron to go after him now. If Ron goes
I agree with you. I think he needs to go after Rudolph Giuliani even before the debate to grab those headlines again.
He's not going to get the headlines unless it's on the debates. You see, him going after Rudy Giuliani and putting out a press release or whatever they're not going to write about that. But if it's on the national debates that everywhere in the world is watching.
Now, obviously, he's a smart guy. Dr. Paul's smart, but so are you politically. Did you give him that advice?
Yes. And the point is that by going after Rudy Giuliani in the next debate, the press, that's going to be the flashpoint that the press is going to write about the next day. In other words, except for my talking on the air now and giving him the strategy, but the fact is that when people walk away from that debate, if Ron attacks Rudy properly in this smart way, the press is going to be all about it. And so in other words, it's not just Rudy Giuliani attacking Ron Paul. Ron Paul can speak out of turn, attack Giuliani, the things that Giuliani has done, and bury Giuliani, and all of a sudden people say, well, not only is Ron Paul a smart guy, but he's got guts.
I think you should go after Giuliani on how he's profiteered off 9/11. I would come out and say, you know, you helped cover up the toxic dust, and that's now been documented, and give an example. And you have made over $50 million, you can get the numbers, it's actually more than that, off of out-pimping yourself as a hero on 9/11. Why have you profiteered from 9/11? My gosh, that'll explode like a supernova.
That's a decision Ron has to make, what he's comfortable talking about, you know?
But well, I know he's not a nasty, mean person, but this is war. He needs to go directly for Giuliani's throat.
Exactly. And only Giuliani.
All right. All right, that's one of our last interviews with Aaron Russo. He was actually on a few weeks after that with us, and we'll be airing that in the next few days. Coming up the next hour, I'm going to air half of the video interview that we posted at presentplanet.tv, 35 minutes of it, and one of the other 35 minutes tomorrow. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Terry in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
You know, I'm very sorry to hear about Aaron Russo. You know, it was a life well-lived, and thank him for everything he did. And I also thank you, because each day as I get up, you keep me appraised of the changes that are happening fast. The reason for my call, Alex, I am a member of Connie Fogel's caucus. with the Canadian Action Party, and I was up in Ottawa for the march and the rally. Unfortunately, I had to work on Monday, so I missed.
We're going to get the individuals, one of them a union head, who identified the police and exposed the false flag riot they were trying to stage. But as a Canadian witnessing this, what's your view on it?
Unprecedented police presence is happening up in Canada right now. There were snipers on the building. There are great Royal Canadian Mounted Police walking around with video cameras on me, on everyone. Does that mean we're going to be on the terrorist watch list and no fly list?
It's all about intimidation. It's all about getting you to not go out and exercise your free speech.
I walked around the parliament on Tuesday, the second day of the summit, and the police presence was huge. I photographed a lot of police, and I also found some very interesting equipment, a truck up from Oregon, which I believe you spoke about, that focuses high-frequency sound waves to make the public sick and go home.
Well, I know that the police law enforcement magazines brag about how they go with devices. This has been in law enforcement magazines, and they actually sell them in Schomertech and other places to make everybody nauseated. Are you saying they had one of those there?
I took a whole bunch of pictures with the license plate up from Oregon. Side of the truck.
Oh, was this the big sound cannon? Was this the big sound cannon truck?
I believe so. Large white.
Oh, yes. Now,
send them off to you and Aaron, if you like.
Yeah, that's a separate device that we did photograph in New York back in 2004. Those are the sound cannons. And then they also have now the microwave trucks they're going to use on the Canadian and American people. And the head of the Air Force said just a few months ago that we need to, quote, use these on the American people first, because under the Geneva Convention, we can't use them on foreign armies, but we can use them on our people and then set the precedent. I mean, it's just unbelievable the things that are happening and how the government is declaring itself enemies of the people right out in the open. But, yes, send them to Aaron with your comments. We'll get them posted right now.
Also, one other comment. I work with Canadian Airlines here, and one of the things I was subjected to if I wanted to go to work was biometric screening, so I have to give a thumbprint or a retina scan to go to work. As a flight attendant on board the aircraft and also the flight deck, The pilots, they have to do so as well. So we're at high-level screening because we could be terrorists. However, our cargo is still not screened. Now, I'm
Which is where you'd actually have an attack if it was real, and our borders are completely wide open. Again, showing how it's staged. We've got to be taught how to be good little slaves and, you know, basically have a proctology exam. But they, on the other hand, the illegal aliens are above reproach. The war on terror is a war on our liberties, period.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I went down to my MP's office, and he laughed at me. Or my MP, that's our congressman up here, he laughed at me and wondered what I had to hide, why I shouldn't be biometrically scanned.
Oh, yeah, that's the police state attitude. Hey, let us track and trace and control you. Trust us. No, the point is, we don't trust you. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Rishi in Louisiana, thanks for holding her on the air, Rishi. Rishi just hung up. Let's talk to Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
It is with dread and apprehension that I hear the hoofprints of the rider with the scales of the four horsemen of the apocalypse rapidly approaching. I did a paper in seminary about the mark of the beast, and one thing I tried to be clear concisely is that when people have a choice between eating some meager sustenance with the mark of the beast or starving without, when people have a choice between being homeless without the mark of the beast or having some kind of meager shelter with it, it's not going to be an easy choice. And every day I pray that I am wrong about my view of eschatology, because this calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints is a verse of prayed verse ready to find out exactly what they're getting at.
What is it like for you as a Christian, because I'm a Christian, to see, though, the mainline church literally worshiping the New World Order police state?
Well, one thing that in my view of eschatology, there are people who believe there's going to be an end-time revival and others who believe there's going to be an end-time apostasy. I view it as both will be happening at the same time, as the persecution is God's way of spreading the wheat from the chaff. That basically those that never really had a legitimate relationship with Christ will show themselves to be what they really were all along, and likewise the people who were legitimately died with Christ or lived with Christ.
Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side. Then we'll talk to others. Stay with us. Big financial news coming up as well.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job.
Let's jump straight back into your calls. Mark in Atlanta, finish up what you were saying.
Well, with my view of soteriology, is that each of us is responsible to examine the Word of God for ourselves and in turn be examined by the Word of God. And I would appreciate the help in a couple ways. One, my website is doyoulovejesus.org, letter U. And if you love me as your brother, please show me where I'm wrong. And the other thing is, I would really like to see about getting together with a farmer here in the southeast who would be willing to have somebody do work in exchange for a place to stay and to eat, because I
sure,
know.
Sure. Well, I would post that on. Listen, I would post that on Craigslist. I appreciate your call, sir. Just wanted to hold you over so you get the plug in. Thank you. Let's go ahead now. And who's up next out of all these people? Ronald in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead, Ronald.
Yes, Alex. First, I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I really feel sorry for Aaron Russo. Man, I think so much of him.
Yeah, but I mean, it's sad, but at the same time, it's good to be able to still hear his voice and be able to air little clips of all the great work he did. He'll certainly live on through that.
That's right. I really appreciate it. But anyway, what I was watching, I just tuned in, and this fella called you in about this troop. It's called the 1st Battalion 265 Air Defense Artillery.
And it was in WESH Channel 2 NBC News. Did report it out of Daytona Beach, Florida. Local troops deployed in nation's capital. Go ahead.
It says that the 265th is part of Operation Noble Eagle. That kind of stood out to me when you watch Webster Tarpley about all these different the operations they have with these names, you know. I don't know what that means, but I thought maybe you could think about that. And Operation Noble Eagle, I don't know.
Well, I know they've had Stingers, and I know they've had Patriot missiles on top of the Pentagon and the White House and the Capitol for at least, they've had Stingers for 20 years.
Yeah.
And they've had Patriots out there for just as long. And they didn't use them on 9/11.
Yeah.
So then they made a big show out of announcing they had them there afterwards. And it looks like this is just a rotation and a redeployment of another group. So I don't think this is as ominous as some people are saying it is. But it does fit into all the other, you know, bigger pictures there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's kind of interesting, you know.
Oh, it is.
I really appreciate your show. You know, it really keeps up to date. I really appreciate you, Alex. I know how you felt over the years. I've been in this battle since 1964, and I know how it is to be out kind of feeling like you're the only light out there in the middle of lotion.
Hey,
I appreciate you. I want you to know that, partner.
Well, I appreciate you, too. It's good to hear from you, my friend. And let me just make it clear that that lone light out there in the middle of the countryside sure looks good when you've been on a long trip. And so there's not so many lone lights anymore. There's quite a few of us now, and I appreciate everybody out there. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was just curious about the resignation of Gonzalez.
Sure, I should have spoken of that. It's in the stack. It really doesn't mean much. Gonzalez ran nothing.
Yeah.
People, even attorney general level, are just complete puppets, and they have all these hundreds of newscasts and pieces of news about how they made this decision or how they wrote this memo or how they made that decision. The Council on Foreign Relations think tank takes the orders from the Bilderberg Group. They then write up the policy, and then it's implemented word for word. CFR wrote up Homeland Security plans in 93. They wrote them up again in 2000. Every one of the 51 points they recommended were adopted by the 9/11 Commission, which was chaired by two CFR members, one of them who'd been a member of the Hart-Rubin Commission itself. So basically, these are just functionaries, kind of like a major takes orders from a general, but a general takes orders from a major general. And then a major general takes orders from the head of the Army or the head of the Navy or the Marine Corps commandant. And then he takes orders from somebody. But the fact that they're throwing dead weight over means that, tell you what, stay there. Let me comment on it. I'm glad you brought it up. I'll briefly comment on that. Let you comment, Chris. We really appreciate you chiming in. Then we've got a guest popping in for about 10 minutes to talk about attacks on free speech. Globally, very important what happened. Then we're going to get it more into Aaron Russo in the third hour. I haven't covered this financial news yet. It's off on Prison Planet. It's very serious news. We'll be covering it as well.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Moment and go to our guest, a mini guest, Edward Grieve, who was over in the Netherlands at The Hague with others, Americans, Dutch, English out there protesting, demonstrating on the 11th of this month, and they walked up and told them they couldn't protest, they couldn't demonstrate, they had to be in free speech zones. Just an example of the type of tyranny spreading across the planet, which led out of the staged riots that they started in Seattle and now every other place. See, the cops stage it under federal orders, and it's happening in every major country in the West, and it's happening overseas, even in Asia as well. They're using this as a crackdown measure, and they say, oh, you got speech in a park 10 miles away. And then a lot of times they go arrest you there. So, we posted the video up on PrisonPlanet.com, the YouTube video they put up of it. But it is important. We appreciate Edward popping in here in just a moment. Then I've got to get into this financial news. It's very, very serious. Market crash forecast suggests new 9/11. Mystery trader bets on a huge downturn that could only be preceded by catastrophe. I just want to live my life. I hope this isn't the case. But everybody can feel it. Everybody can see the buildup. Hopefully, by getting the word out on this, we can back them off and have them decide to not go ahead and crash the economy and go into Iran and God knows what else the military-industrial complex is going to be pulling. But this designation of the Iranian military guard as a terrorist group, with legalese, some could argue, in the White House, gives them the authorization to attack Iran under anti-terror auspices. So we'll talk about that, too. I really have gotten so busy on the show that I don't even tell you about my videos anymore. Terror Storm, second edition, it's the final edition as well, has 17 minutes of added new film. So now it's well over 2 hours, and it has 67 minutes of extra, so it's 3 hours and 20-something minutes of new, 3 hours and 20-plus minutes of total program time. Proves 7/7's an inside job in London. Proves 9/11's an inside job. And it's all just the hardcore information. None of it is the issues covered by Hearst Publishing in the Pentagon with that piece that you witnessed last week. All the red herrings and diversions and distractions that we told you day one they were putting out on purpose to then later discredit. It's such an important film. That's why they don't want to tackle it. They don't want to address it. And I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and get Terror Storm, the final edition. It's the best film I've made so far. You can also call toll-free to get to Terror Storm or America Freedom to Fascism or Loose Change Second Edition or 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Riddles in Stone, all the best 9/11 books, all the best 9/11 videos, issues, all the key issues, the best books and videos I found out there on all the main subjects we carry at the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. And the toll-free number is 888-253-3139. You can also call there and tell them which videos you want to order or ask about different specials, and they can take your order at 888-253-3139. Or you can go to InfoWars.com and order hard copies there off the bookstore and video store. And then there's PrisonPlanet.tv that is a armory, a arsenal in the InfoWar. All my films in super high quality, all 16 of them. My book, Paul Watson's book, in e-format. You can print them off or put them on disc. Hundreds of weekly TV reports, dozens of special reports, dozens and dozens of other films I've been authorized to post, like JFK2 and super high quality. It's all up there. Ted Pike's videos, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, and your membership on the servers allows us to fund our operation and what we're doing. PrisonPlanet.tv. Another sponsor that makes the show possible is Interfood. And if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, on the right-hand side, you see a banner to Interfood. And if you click on that banner, you get an automatic 10% off. Also, if you order in bulk, you get another 20% off. So it's quite a deal. And Interfood is, you've heard of green foods, and I've tried a lot of them. A lot of them are good, but this is one that doesn't taste bad. And it's got 20-something vegetables and a bunch of other fruit extracts and herbs in it. And the whole office is addicted to it now. And when you eat it, then you're not as hungry later. It's not meant to be a diet aid, but it turns out is basically what it does. Because it gives you all these nutrients. You're not eating all this junk food, five times the food you need just trying to get the nutrients. So Interfood is just fabulous stuff. ENERfood.com, Interfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, on and on and on and on and on. So just go read about the effects there on the site. Okay, going back and to Chris, he had brought up the point of what does this mean to have Gonzalez leave, and I want to get his take on it. We've got a bunch of articles posted on the sites, what the pundits are saying. Gonzalez wrote the memo saying they could torture children, and his designate, John, you wrote the memo saying they could torture them with pliers. And he wrote all these memos. just saying hellish things, saying that the president was above the law, that all law flowed from him. He said that the Fourth Amendment didn't bar them from warrantless searches here in the U.S. And so now there's this big public celebration, and Barack Obama, the consummate insider, is saying he was an evil police state pusher and did all this for his own gain and for political power, and that it's good that he's gone. And Chuckie Schumer, the anti-gun New World Order chieftain, is celebrating. He's talking about liberty and freedom. But you notice the Congress, the House and Senate, passed into law what Gonzalez had said the president could do. They went and said, okay, retroactively, you can illegally spy. So they actually endorsed it. But now they're going to hang him out to dry and make him the whipping boy to take all the blame. And then everything, he's like a sin eater. They had these people in England who, 200, 300 years ago, they've had them just up until 100 years ago. It was in Europe, too, but just type sin eater into Google. And they would go, and when somebody had died, they would eat a piece of bread that had laid on the chest of the deceased, and then they would supposedly eat the bread, and then that would take the sins off your dead loved one. Total quackery, total kookdom. And that's all he is. He's a sin eater. They're just going to put it all. He's an distasteful little Enron lawyer, total criminal, totally wicked, totally evil. But he's nothing. He's birdcage liner. I mean, do we want to discuss the bird that's pooping on us, or do we want to, gripe at the birdcage liner, yesterday's newspaper, last week's newspaper? And that's what Gonzalez does. That's what throwing Karl Rove overboard does. And that's what Tony Snow leaving, who's got death in his eyes with serious colon cancer, does. And that's what this whole exodus does. All it does is, that's them, and now all the horrible things they helped put into place, but the Congress was the architects of as well, co-architects, now that gives them some respite going into the election with both parties with 12% approval ratings. Both parties are on fire, totally shot, left-right paradigm shattered forever, and they're just desperately trying to throw people overboard. They're bailing as the ship's sinking. That's all it is. So it is substantive that they threw him overboard, just like Rumsfeld. But as for him being gone and that being a victory because he personally is gone means nothing. And believe me, Karl Rove hates it when you say what he is. A puppet who runs nothing. The architect of nothing. Gonzalez, the architect of nothing, runs nothing. He's a toady pot. That's somebody who toadies after. With the poop pot after the king. I mean, that's literally it. Just a chambermaid of the New World Order. That's all Gonzalez and all these people are toady pots. And that's what they do. Look up toady potter. Look up toady, and you can find out exactly what these people are. They run nothing. Want to talk about who runs things? David Rockefeller. Want to talk about who runs things? Saxe Coburg Gotha. Elizabeth Saxe Coburg Gotha. Or her endless name, the Queen of Orange, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. You want to talk about who's running things? That's who's running things. All right, I'm digressing. Anything you'd like to add, Chris, in Texas?
Yeah. The only thing I was worried about was that these people that are close to the president might be positioning themselves to be a part of the shadow government that may be related to the New World Order or the North American Union. And with what you're saying, it doesn't sound like that's true. So
basically, Gonzalez was a shield for Bush, who himself is a shield for the bigger financial interests. They want you to talk about him and Hillary all day. And when the shield gets all battered and dented and holes are in it, they throw it down and grab another one up. That's it. They just threw down a shield. We're here with a mace, and we're just battering the shield in, and the New World Order just throws the shield down and grabs up another one. It's pure military psychology. I mean, they write memos on it, textbooks on it. This is like the British Empire would have some local toady running some third world, despotic system, and then they put all the evils on him with their newspapers and then remove him and put a new one in.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was a Marine, we got from inside sources, and then it came out in the newsletter, he wasn't going along, and so they removed him.
Yeah.
And so Secretary White was totally corrupt of the Army. He was an Enron thief involved in the highest levels of scamming. But he said, well, wait a minute, you want to bring democracy to Iraq? We need 500,000 troops. And they said, you're fired. Okay, listen, I'm going to move on to my guest. Thank you, Edward. Edward Grieve is our guest here. And I appreciate Edward holding while I've been babbling about Alberto Gonzalez. Edward, tell us what you witnessed over in the Netherlands there at The Hague, my friend.
Yeah, well, I live just outside The Hague, actually, but we went into the center of the city. This was last Saturday, not the just one.
Are you on an IP phone?
Yeah.
I'm having really a lot of trouble hearing you. Just it's kind of distorted. Can you back off of it?
Yeah, is this better?
Not really, but just. Your video's up on YouTube. Tell folks about what happened. It's another illustration of the attack on free speech.
Yeah, we were in The Hague, and we had the big 9/11 sign. Not actually that big, just the size of like a placemat or so. And we got a bunch of flyers, and we had our bright yellow T-shirts that say 9/11 Inside Job on them. And it's myself, a Dutch guy, and an Irish guy. And we're out there passing out these flyers, and about 10 minutes, these cops come up in their car, lights flashing and everything, and they say, you guys got to get out of the street. Need a permit to do anything like this. And we said, well, we asked at the city hall. We said, do we need a permit to go out there and give out flyers to people? And they said no, because it's part of free speech here. And the cops said, oh, well, you need a permit to do that, absolutely. And they told us to get out of there for our own safety. That was, their words. And when we questioned them, if we can put our sign down and put the flyers away, and just talk to people on the street about it, because we had the shirts on, so we figured we'll get some kind of some talks going anyway. They said, oh, you actually need a permit to wear the shirts, because that's considered the demonstration.
Now, let's be clear. You're in a major, major Dutch city considered globally to be very liberal. There are people openly on the street selling heroin, cocaine, you name it. There are whorehouses with public whores in the windows, anything you can imagine, stuff most of us haven't. But you can't have a shirt saying what?
Well, we have three shirts. It's a 9/11 Inside Job and 9/11 Truth. So,
The police. Now, were these city police or again, describe exactly who they were.
Yeah, they were police from the city itself. And this is actually, like you said, a big city, but it's the head seat of government in the Netherlands. It's the biggest city. It's the head of the UN, actually. And so a lot of stuff goes on in The Hague. And when the cops came out, they're from The Hague itself. The cops here are broken up in all different areas, so they don't have, like...
Now, let's be clear. They were, though, off of The Hague grounds, though.
No, they were on The Hague. They were in The Hague.
Okay, so who came up to you? Because you weren't at The Hague, you said.
No, we're not from The Hague, but we were in The Hague. Sorry about that.
Okay, so you were out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, right.
And what did they say to you?
They basically just said, get your stuff down and get out of here. But what was funny about it was that they were, two of them anyway, were pretty nice cops. And they said, oh, yeah, we've seen these movies, and we support what you're doing and that kind of stuff. And they even took our flyers and our DVDs. So apparently you're allowed to go out and protest as long as you only give cops your materials. But we actually had people come up while we were talking to the cops and say, can I have a pamphlet? And the cops would look at them real stern and say, no, they can't pass them out here.
But, I mean, that's double think. Oh, yeah, we like what you do. We've seen the 9/11 films. But we're still just following orders, and you can't do that.
Right, and what's funny about it is while we were standing there passing out these flyers and the cops were telling us we couldn't, there were at least three other guys passing out flyers for all sorts of things just down the block, and they didn't have permits either because they're just bums passing out flyers about homeless stuff or religious.
Now, again,
stuff.
The Hague is a publicly open, giant, sprawling complex. I mean, describe geographically where it's located and the city it's in.
Well, we were standing in one of the biggest squares in the main town, right down in the center city. And for those who haven't been to Europe and the States, European cities have really big squares where there's just nothing in there, just people standing around.
And people for hundreds of years, and that's why Christians went to the Netherlands, because they had more freedom than England. For hundreds of years, you can hand out pamphlets and talk in the squares. Now, literally hundreds of years of culture is being reversed.
Yeah, absolutely. The cops actually told us when they came up that they followed us on the closed-circuit TV from when we got off the station, because the whole city, actually, we looked at this as we were walking back to the station, and I've been there since and looked around. And the whole city is covered with this huge blanket of closed-circuit TV cameras. They're just every which way you look. There's cameras all over the place here.
So there they are, using Big Brother Grid to suppress your free speech with selective enforcement there in a major city.
Yeah. They've, the cops here actually told us when we were talking to them that some groups are actually restricted from protesting altogether. Now, it says in the Constitution, I've read the Constitution since we talked to the cops, it says you have these rights. And they're supposed to be, you know, inalienable. They're your rights.
Well, see, it starts with just the Nazis are banned. And then it's, well, you're
right.
saying global warming isn't real. You're banned. And then,
right.
oh, you're protesting against gun control. You're banned. Oh, I mean, that's, listen, they arrest people in England now, BBC reporters, that say rural communities deserve the same rights as, quote, gays. And they said, when you said that word, it was meant hatefully. So I'm arresting you. Stay there. Stay there, because when we get back, I want to hear more from you, and I really appreciate Edward Grieve, an American who's over there witnessing all this. And they got video of it, and it's been up on the web, and we posted it last week up on PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Well, it's exciting to see people in England, in the Netherlands, in Germany, in Japan, in China, in Brazil, in Mexico, standing up for 9/11 truth, exposing it to be the inside job that it is. And Edward Grieve is an American over in the Netherlands right now. And to see their account and to read about it, and I'm told they're going to be uploading more video. There were several people there with cameras. soon. So there was just an article out this weekend about an $80,000 settlement with an individual who was arrested at a public rally for wearing an anti-Bush shirt. And I saw last week a couple more articles about people in North Carolina specifically being arrested for having impeach Bush signs. The cops just say that's not allowed. They think that that's what America is. I mean, they go out and they stage riots to try to attack protesters. I mean, we are so far gone. And I witnessed in New York in 2004 cops riding scooters into crowds and then charging people with assault. They would just drive their scooters into people, fall off, stage a wreck. You know, they'd be going 2 miles an hour and then beat the daylights out of a bunch of people and just arrest whole masses of reporters. AP reporters, Village Voice reporters, it didn't matter. There's a documentary film crew here from New York, and one of the guys here was arrested there for no reason, where they just randomly arrested people. This is what's happening. And they provocateured back in 99, now 8 years ago in Seattle, riots that the feds staged. That's documented. They did it again last week in Canada, but got caught in the act and had to back off. And now they've tried to globally say you can't protest or you can't wear a shirt on a major street corner in a major metropolitan city. Okay, this is Big Brother. It's here. Edward Grieve, you were telling me during the break you want to get in touch with Luke Radowski. I'll have my producer call you and to give you his number. But it's really exciting to see what you and others are doing. In the minute or two we've got left in this hour, anything else you want to add about how all this ended?
Well, it ended with us sort of with our tails between our legs going back to where we're from, which is just a little town about 10 kilometers to the north. But what was really interesting was as soon as we got back to our hometown, which is called Leiden, we went out into the little square there where we had done the same protest the week before. And as soon as we got off the train into the square there, cops were right on us. And I think that probably they got a call from the police down in The Hague because they took all our information, like I said last week, and they knew we were heading home to Leiden, and they probably just were waiting for us when we got there.
This is incredible. So secret police everywhere using the CCTV cameras to track everything you do. What did you say to them?
Well, we told them the same story we told the other cops that we asked at the city hall, and they said it was okay. And these cops sort of left us alone. They were a bit more, it's a bit more small town.
I'm not saying you were wrong to not challenge it because, you know, you're out there handing stuff out and that's great. You're doing more than 99% of people are doing. But I would have gone ahead and let them arrest me. In fact, I've had to do that in New York a few times and said, look, it's First Amendment. I'm going to be forced to sue you. And I think if you would have told them, go ahead and arrest me for your shirt, I think it would have become an international incident. And then, but listen, I'm not criticizing you. You did a great job, Edward. And, you know, I'm going to be in New York coming up on the 9/11 anniversary coming up in a few weeks. And, you know, my mission there is to do interviews and document what's happening. And I haven't decided yet what's going to happen when the cops march up and tell me you can't videotape in the city now. But I've pretty much decided to let them go ahead and arrest me. But we can't let that be a chilling effect. Everybody has to go to New York with a camera, even if you weren't going to go, because it's a frontal assault on the First Amendment. Edward Grieve, we're going to get a story out on this. This is even worse than what I originally saw on the web, and we appreciate you spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Stay there. I want to ask you when we come back if there's any websites you want to plug.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.